Nevshachem Shai Dalet, Perek Lamed Gimel.
Ubezoyer, Payetse. Skip to the Hebrew. Ashrei Miso Shagar Jepochun Oslam Tardis Emes. Lasik Ba Yoim Belaila. Kikom Yishaisik Betayra Yeshloi Cheres, that's what we spoke about before. Mikol Dover. Right? Chazal Darshan. Chavras Avalucha, he says Cheres. He has Cheres min Amavis. Shein Yochel Shloit Alov. Kikom Yishaisik Betayra Ben Isachis Ba. This is Bob Eitz Chaim. The map is out of Eitz Chaim, but Eitz Mob is Shoira Law of Oichis Boy, the Shakasa is Rapiso. Right? It's very clear. You see, we have to know how to define Chaim and Mob. It's very clear, it's not talking about physical life and physical death. It's very clear what Chaim and Mob really is, according to Chazal. And we have to. That's our void to redefine it in our own heads, to really see it that way. To really see it that way. The comments are called in the Skoya, but the Kapaya Zeha Indian Hanoiro, the Machshava's Liba Bal Timoit. Meaning a person has to put this into his heart, a person has to focus on this. Because it's not something you necessarily see very easily. You have to look a little bit deeper to see it. Again, all we see on the surface is physical life and physical death. But there's something deeper than that, which is called life and death. Shekol Adam Chayv Rak Oisay Ha'Eis Shudovik B'Torah Kedosha. He's only really alive when he's connected to the Torah. Kshemasali Kuparish Atzma Yemenu. When he pulls himself away from it, Lasik B'Noyoy Shalzel Oyel Mechoshech to focus on this world. Haru Moser B'Yad Yitzray. He's putting himself into Yitzhara. V'Lom Lechayim. What's his life for? Now that doesn't mean a person is not supposed to do things in this world, like go to work, or like get certain hanos from this world that are l'shem shemayim. It means, what's his focus? That's what it means. A person can spend 10 hours at work, but if his focus is that his family should be able to have Torah, and if they'd be living on the streets, it would be more difficult to have Torah, so then the whole 10 hours of working is Torah. That's clear. It's like Sky Katam and Torah itself. The Rambam talks about it. So that's what it means. Leaving it would be lasik benoye shel zeh oyel machoshech, meaning that his whole focus is for this oyel machoshech. Then he's moser b'yad yitzray, and then lama lechayim, he's living, he's breathing physically, but what's it for? What's it about? Kikavar nidba b'mayim azedon b'chmal altan. He's already drowning. He looks like he's alive, but he's already drowning. V'nishka b'imke mitzulis harak. Chazal say, "Veshom b'chayim kuya mesim." That's part. That's what, right. Oylech midechi adechi tzamobetz lo starim lo yedek ibenaf shayu. But lezois, yeah, he doesn't even know necessarily he's giving up his life. Lo yedek ibenaf. But lezois a Torah atma marea toymar v'choyti choymis nafshayim. The one who sins against me, he's stealing his own nefesh. He's killing himself. He gave his eved a wild bird. If you lose it, you think I'm going to take some money from you? I'm going to take your life.
Drawers are wild.
Jor means like a free, meaning wild, meaning not domesticated. There's a well-known medrash. Hashem said to Adam, my candle is in your hands. And your candle is in my hands. Which is the Torah. And the Mishama is Nercho, which is your Neshama. So then what's going to be with your neshama? The chedim with tanchuma, parshas tisa, majitilim, ayin shama. I think the majit say that Hashem says you have my nair and I have your nair, meaning you have the Torah and you have an neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. So Hashem says, if you're going to keep the Torah, then your ner will be okay. But if you're not going to keep the Torah, then your ner is not going to have a shemira. Your neshama is not going to have a shemira.
What's the burden?
But that was a different mashal. It was a different mashal from Chazal, meaning the same idea though. That if you the bird means that's a reference to the Torah. So he says, well, if you lose it, then you lose it, then you're going to lose your life. Yeah, drawer, right? Drawer meaning free, because Torah gives chayrus. Yeah, wild wouldn't be the best definition if you had that context. That's what I meant. Okay, good. We have Perek Lamed Aleph to go. That's it. Very exciting.